It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A prefabricated home manufacturer in Seattle is partnering with the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation, selling kits to build a Wright-inspired home.
The company, Lindahl Cedar Homes, is embracing Wright's signature deep overhangs, long flat roofs, and rows of windows.
We learn about the inspiration behind these building kits and Wright's influence on home design now. Aris Georges designed the kits. A professor at the International Academy of Architecture, he attended and taught at the Frank Lloyd Wright School of Architecture. His company, Ohm Studio Design, is based in Spring Green. Aris, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. It's a thrill to be here with you.
These kits are based on Wright's Usonian designs, and their homes, these homes are meant to be affordable for the middle class. Have you been able to make these build kits as frugally as Wright made his original Usonian homes?
Well, it's always a challenge these days because construction costs are really high, and even just the last few years. But the spirit of it, yes. And the Lindahl product is a kit that involves the bones and the exterior, and then the degrees of finishes depends on a menu of products that have various costs. So a client can fine-tune the cost that way. And overall, I think it is very competitive with site-built custom homes.
What is a site-built custom home?
It's when the builder brings everything to the site and cuts it up and puts it together with a huge trash bin that they fill up every so often. The Lindahl is a systems and pre-engineered kit that brings all the materials to size to the construction site. So the sites usually are very clean. There's very little waste. And it's basically an assemblage that happens on the site. It comes in two loads. First is the bones, the structure, the framing, the sheathing, waterproofing, and then windows and trim materials come in a second load.
That sounds more efficient, perhaps, as a way to build from the ground up.
Correct. And I think that is the future of all construction. As we develop methods, especially with computer-aided manufacturing and logistics, like Frank Lloyd Wright could design a different frame for a window for every house if you wanted, and there was craftsmanship available to him at no high cost to be able to do it. But these days, it's no longer the case.
You have to make some of those compromises along the way. I just can't imagine what Frank Lloyd Wright might have wondered, might have thought about this computer-aided architecture or artificial intelligence, even in the architecture world. I wonder what he might be thinking about that.
Well, on the computer side, I could say that, my studies at the Frank Lloyd Wright School in the 80s coincided with the advent of digital tools, especially the computer drafting, the CAD. And I found the fact that he used geometry so diligently, both in grids and in shapes, it was really good for the computer. So I do think that it is a natural extension in the way he was designing. I can't speak for him, obviously, but I do find, especially in the mass-produced designs like the Usonians, geometry and the computer go hand in hand.
Aris, why did you want to get involved in making these build kits?
Well, it was a natural progression. I didn't really seek it out. We met somehow along the way. My passion for Frank Lloyd Wright started when I was still a teenager. He was my superhero. I used to say I spent long hours studying his drawings and trying to draw them myself because they were so beautiful. But then years later, I went to study there and I ended up being on the faculty. I was teaching. And, Frank Lloyd Wright has this reputation of being this, icon, this strong individual with maybe some charlatanistic tendencies and obviously scandals and this and that. Those things never really attracted me. I was interested in how he came up with his ideas that he gave us in the realm of architecture. And of all the beautiful work that he put out there, the efforts he had made to create mass-produced good design attracted me the most, because to me, that is where architects can truly do good in society. Building a masterpiece here and there can be good, can be controversial, like the Monona Terrace project in Madison, or iconic to the degree that it becomes distant to people. But when you go and visit the Jacobs One House in Madison, which was the first Usonian, something else happens to you. You find a humanity, a level of care for the human being that is unparalleled. And because of that, I was interested in how do you replicate it so well. And he designed more than 150 Usonian homes, and the majority of those were built. Mm. And they were built in a similar way, you know, the concrete pad, the walls, the core out of masonry. If there was enough budget, maybe the masonry was made out of stone or brick. If it was low budget, it was cinder block. But nonetheless, he thought of the whole structure. He called it organically, the way nature does everything mm-hmm. in an interrelated
organic
way.
Architecture. Yeah, a pioneer. Correct. There. When you were putting together the designs for these kits, did you source the designs from an archive of Wright's like architectural drawings and blueprints? Like, what history did you lean into in these modern kits?
Right. So definitely each of them has an origin pointing to a Frank Lloyd Wright special design. And first we looked at the ones that had the most simple geometries, because again, you know, these days the rule of thumb is the more complex the footprint, the more high the cost. That wasn't the case in his days. They say every exterior corner is like $80,000 worth of construction, so to speak. I don't know who comes up with these things, but nonetheless, it's out there as a rule of thumb. The more angles, the more breaks, the more complication, the more cost. So we looked at designs that were simpler geometries, floor plans that you could imagine living in them today with today's habits that people have, especially the idea of being able to tuck away, especially after COVID. Everybody is interested in a place at home to work that is not just a reappropriated other space. And then we also looked at how many of them were two stories, because double story homes are more efficient, you know, less roof for the footprint. And see, he did some of those. And then we looked at the ones that when they were built, they were using the most straightforward geometry in the windows, in the walls. So each of them then became, I call it a transposition. It's a musical term. It's when you're a musician and you can play a piece of music in a different scale or a different key, the same harmonic structure exists, but it transposes to the new key. It sounds similar, but it has something else happening with it.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that. Aris, as you go about building these kits, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright and the legacy is very protective. Were you surprised that the foundation put its stamp of approval on these build kits?
Indeed, because I was still at the foundation or in the school right at the end of the Monona Terrace construction. Hmm. And at that time, the foundation had decided that we should not build any unbuilt Frank Lloyd Wright designs anymore. And so the Frank Lloyd Wright ideas could only be disseminated through the licensing program, which mostly does things like you could recreate a lamp maybe or a rug at best, but also you can have a Frank Lloyd Wright motif put on a mug or a tie or a wrapping paper. And that seemed to be not doing enough, I guess. They seem to honor the ideas that were behind. And of course, 20 years later, a different board, different people at the foundation realized that by licensing architectural ideas, not copying Frank Lloyd Wright, not recreating, but disseminating the ideas and creating homes that would not exist without Frank Lloyd Wright's original. That's what I'm saying, is that all of these new designs that are effectively Lidl products could not exist without the original. And in a way, it's like a remix in music or a cover song. You know, you say it your own way.
We're talking with architect Aris Georges about how he designed these Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired build kits that are designed by Lindell Cedar Homes in Seattle. Aris, I'm wondering, you know, Wisconsin here is experiencing this significant housing shortage, and I wonder if, like, finding a lot that really respects the natural environment is more difficult now for people who want to use these kits and create a Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired home.
You know, it's interesting because we all think of these dream homes being in these commanding landscapes and with lots of acreage. But again, the idea of this mass-produced approach is to be able to work in any situation, even in a small town lot, like a 100 by 100 foot square. And the concept of nature here is interesting because Franklin Wright showed us that you can include even a small garden surrounding the house or in a small recess of the building so that you could enjoy the presence of viewing nature that makes it feel like you're part of it. Mm-hmm. One key element that he designed that I love using in my designs, whether it's in the Slindle kit or my own designs, is the clear story window. It's this upper window that keeps you private from the outside. It starts at around 7 foot and goes up to 9, 10, sometimes 13. And you can see sky and treetops and get beautiful natural light inside the home as if you were actually in your own little forest, but you have a neighbor next door that you never see. And he was a master of that. In fact, if you see the Jacob Swan house in Madison, it turns its back to the street. It's only a band of clearstory windows, the entrance and the carport. And on the opposite side, the house opens up to this beautiful garden with a lot of window and glass. And his idea was that, you know, you can control privacy, but you don't have to lose connection to nature.
That connection to nature. You're talking about a feature that you really like to incorporate in your designs. I'm wondering, do you see yourself as an architect who's trying to carry on Wright's legacy? And then how do you situate your own preferences and talents within the designs you create?
Yes, good and tough question. Clearly, the preference in an early age was to follow this architectural direction. You know, there was modernism at the time that Frank Lloyd Wright was emerging, and from Europe. And then there was obviously the vernacular, the new American architecture that was emerging, especially the four square. That was a very special design.
Mm-hmm.
Wright's work attracted me, and I find that I find that I'm interested in developing the ideas based on the principles that he exposed. He used to say to his apprentices that you don't need to follow what I do. You should go to the source that I go to, which he called nature, and draw from there your own response, your own language. Now, it's true that sometimes if you do these features, even if you started them like the clear story, in a way you are giving it, you're saying I am Wrightian for that term. But I find that something that I am actually happy about, because Wright did them a long time ago, and to have these ideas reintroduced and used today is only sensitizing a whole new audience, a whole new generation. So to me, it's about the ideas rather than the actual form. And in terms of the philosophy itself, we do live in a reality that intellectualizing and philosophizing is not coveted as much as maybe it was in his days. But I keep that on a lower key rather than just putting the work out and letting it be what it is.
Well, really quickly before we have to let you go, how are these kits doing? How are they selling? How are they being received?
Really well. It took a while to get people familiar with it. Lindle does offer these public webinars in which we introduce every one of the designs and explain the features and the attributes. We are in the third year since we introduced them, and we have about a dozen that are either built or are under construction. And we had exposure like yours and obviously, the Wall Street Journal that recently featured the system is showing a huge spike in very qualified clients. So we may see more of those down the line. But it's doing much better now than the first year, let's say, which it took a while for this to come off the ground, but it's doing really well now.
Aras, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Aras Georges is a professor at the International Academy of Architecture. His company, Ohm Studio Design, is based in Spring Green. He talked with us about the Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired build kits he designed for a prefabricated home builder in Seattle.